Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Wake your asses up. It's your favorite Theo Allison, Todd on The Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Have my man Rami live behind the glass. What's good, brother?
How you doing?
I'm ready to roll. Pretzel roll, that is, later on for you. I have it here. Fresh. We'll do football picks. We'll get into the Knicks advancing in the cup. But everybody knows where I'm going. The New York Mets. A story that I had and put out October 1st. But of course, it was put out on a Friday for a news dump. At the clubhouse, Lindor, McNeil, Lindor, Soto, Lindor, this person. Let me rehash, so to speak. October 1st, this is what I had to say. At the beginning of the season, Soto and Lindor weren't cool. But as the season went on, they got along. They did it for the sake of the team. But it was not some, hey, let's hang out after the game type of getting along, which happens. They don't see eye to eye, and there's a disconnect, there's a hole between the two who are total opposites. Marte is the one who kept the clubhouse together this season. So I want to apologize for saying Soto wasn't taking shots at Lindor when clearly he was with his Marte is the true captain comments. Originally, everyone tried to put out the fire about these comments not being a big deal, but clearly that was a lie. Soto is all business. Goes about his business, comes to the ballpark, goes home. Doesn't care about the pregame stuff, doesn't care about the postgame stuff, doesn't care about all that other stuff. This is me now talking normally. I'm not reading the rest of the tweet because I'm going to get into it. I also said that Soto was not into the stuff Lindor's into. Lindor is flashy. Lindor's into fashion. Lindor has other interests. Soto is all about his business on the field. Off the field, he's a family man. When he was a Yankee, him and Judge went to church. They were close. Soto was close with Nimmo on the team. Again, the whole church rallies. And I'll get into Brandon Nimmo in a bit. Squealing like a pig. Lindor and Soto didn't see eye to eye. But as the season went on, they did. They did. It's okay to be opposites. It's okay. You don't have to get along with everyone. Off the field. On the field, you all need to be on the same page. You have the common goal, and that's to win ball games. Something the 2025 Mets did for 69 games. 45-24. So don't give me this crap that there was a disconnect all season with this team. that there was something wrong with this team all season, because there wasn't. 45-24. I, along with many Mets fans, were popping champagne bottles 69 games into the season. Best record in baseball. 45-24. And then the starting pitching fell apart. Sucked. Sucked. Juan Soto sucked in the clutch all season long. All season long. Lindor had his moments as well. All season long. The only one who hit consistently in the clutch for the Mets this past season was Pete Alonso. Now let's go back to Juan Soto when he was a Yankee. Juan Soto, I said the same thing. When he was a Yankee, he was all about his business. Didn't like hanging out with his teammates. He wasn't like that. It's not like he hated his teammates. He's just all about business. He's a family man. I respect that. 100% respect that. Nothing wrong with that. Same thing when he came to the Mets. But it became a bigger deal when he was a Met, because the Mets had a punching bag. Oh, he's miserable. Oh, he doesn't look happy. And I said it at the time, and I'll repeat it again. The reason Juan Soto had a puss face on is because he wasn't producing. Because he wasn't contributing to the winning that was going on to start the season. That's why. How would it have looked for a man who signed the richest contract in baseball to be smiling when he sucks? When he's not producing? You know what would have happened to him? He would have been killed. Why is he smiling? Sound familiar? Met fans with Francisco Lindor? Sound familiar? Oh, why is he smiling? They're not producing. Why is he shuffling? They're not producing. He's not producing. You can't win with this fan base. Only if you're homegrown. And let me get to the homegrown Met, Jeff McNeil. When I first started here at the Fan, the first thing that I had was the Jeff McNeil was the cancer in the clubhouse. I put it out there. Because I trust, I don't have a lot of them, but I trust when a source tells me something, especially with the New York Mets. I was vilified. Oh, you're just saying that because he's white and you're Latin. You're just saying that to stir the pot. You don't know anything. Well, what the hell's been going on with the Mets and Jeff McNeil? Remember the whole Happy Jeff thing? That was a troll. Because no one, let me repeat, no one likes being around Jeff McNeil, especially when he's slumping. You saw the way he ended the season, $4 million. He stunk to end the season. But no, let's coddle the homegrown Mets. He's homegrown. Bunch of suckers in his fan base. Now, let me get to Brandon Nimmo. Brandon Nimmo's a snitch. He's a bitter snitch. Yeah, I said it. And I tell him that to his face. Hours before Nimmo was traded, I had a show. And I said, when Adam Ottavino's comments came out, when Adam Ottavino was saying, I think, and I also read it somewhere, BS. BS. And if we were on a podcast, I use another word. Brandon Nimmo told you. Brandon Nimmo spilled the beans. I wasn't happy about being captain. The captain talked with Lindor. Shut up. Shut up. Soft. That's what the 2025 Mets were. Soft. And Brandon Nimmo crying and snitching shows just how soft the 2025 Mets were.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Brandon Nimmo had to go. This core had to be rocked. And this fan base, all season long, when the Mets were free-falling, said, the core needs to be broken up. So what does David Stearns do? He trades a piece that's been here forever. He trades him. Rocks the core. And what happens with the fan base? Oh, he traded Brandon Nimmo. I bought his jersey. Shut up. Shut up. What the hell has Brandon Nimmo done to deserve that? He thinks he's going to have his number hung in the rafters? Oh, he better draw his number on a piece of construction paper and go up there and hang it in the middle of the night because it's never going to happen. Never going to happen. The guy won squat. Nothing. This fan base loves cheering for losers. Losers. You know who's not a loser? Francisco Lindor. You know who's played in a World Series before? Francisco Lindor. You know who put the team on his freaking back in 2024 and carried them to the playoffs? Francisco Lindor. Oh, but let's call Francisco Lindor a diva, like some of you dumbass fans have done, and say, let's trade him. Let's get rid of him. He needs to go. The disrespect from day one from fans towards Francisco Lindor has been a disgrace. A disgrace. Year one, the whole incident happened with McNeil and Lindor. Someone finally had to say something to Jeff McNeil because no one else in that weak-ass locker room did. No one else. They let that crap fly. They let it fly. Francisco Lindor said, uh-uh. That's what a leader does. Oh, no, but he's a diva. Francisco Lindor carried this team in 2024. Had a legit MVP season. You know who had a Fugazi MVP season? And it pains me to say this because I wanted him on the Mets. Juan Soto. Yes, he was in the finals for MVP. He wasn't an MVP. He wasn't. Now, let me get back to Juan Soto and something that was not in that story that I mentioned October 1st. In September, Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto were supposed to get an award together. On the field. On the field. Together. In front of the fans. You know who said no? Showing immaturity? They didn't want to do it? Juan Soto. He said no. So you know what happened? That award was presented to them separately. Outside the locker room. Outside the locker room. Now, I know I said that they didn't get along to start the season. That season went on. You know, they didn't see eye to eye, but they coexisted. That's all true. But Juan Soto showed his immaturity by doing that. By doing that. I don't care that you're into fashion, not into fashion. I don't even care about this captain crap. I don't. I think it's all overblown. Everybody can play a role in leading. Marcus Semien was traded here, and that dude is a leader as well. So it's going to be a welcome addition to the clubhouse. I'm sure Francisco Lindor is like, thank God, take some of this off my plate. I don't blame him. But to put this out and make Francisco Lindor look like the bad guy, something's up. Now, what do Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, and Juan Soto have in common? The same agent. Brandon Nimmo saying stuff. Who else do you think is putting stuff out there? And then having his little minions run with it. Oh, that's right. That dude. Scott Boras. That's another factor in all of this. It just pisses me off as a Mets fan because there's some of you dummies that say, oh, you love the LOL Mets because you work at WFAN. Well, let me clear that up right now. Ready? Go get a Q-tip and clean out your ears. I do not like LOL Mets, LOL Knicks, LOL Commanders. I'm a fan of those teams. Why the hell would I love LOL any of my teams? Why? It's embarrassing. There's been enough of that for decades. Why the hell would I love it some more? Why? Clearly, there was something wrong with this Met team. The starting pitching stunk. That was the number one issue with the Mets. I don't care if everybody got along, played hopscotch, double dutch, whatever other games, Monopoly, Hungry Hippos. I don't give a rat's ass. I don't. The pitching stunk. That's the bottom line. That was the Mets' biggest issue in 2025. The starting pitching stunk. And everyone not named Edwin Diaz deserves blame for the failures of the 2025 Mets. But here's the thing. You know what cures all of that nonsense? Winning. And if the Mets would have won games, made the playoffs, had a nice run, this would not be an issue. Just ask the 1986 Mets. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the breakout. Cintra on the Fan back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.